One of the world's most important Christian leaders, Greek Orthodox Patriarch Bartholomew, lives in a country where 99% of the population is Muslim. As the patriarch of 300 million Orthodox Christians, he lives in Istanbul, Turkey, where his church has been headquartered for more than 1,000 years. By citizenship, his nationality is Turkish, but he belongs ethnically to the small remnants of the Greek community in Turkey. At the turn of the last century, there were nearly 2 million Orthodox Christians in Turkey. 1.5 million Greeks were expelled as part of a population exchange with Greece, and another 150,000 left after violent anti-Christian riots in Istanbul in 1955. The Greek Orthodox Patriarch, in an interview with the US-based program 60 Minutes that was aired last week, complained that poor treatment by Turkish authorities of Christians continues.
We are treated as citizens of second class.
When the Patriarch was asked why his church and the remaining followers did not leave Turkey for Greece, his answer drew even more controversy, making headlines all over Turkey.
This is the continuation of Jerusalem, and for us it is equally a holy and sacred land. We prefer to stay here, even crucified sometimes, because in the Gospel it is written that it is given to us not only to believe in Christ, but also to suffer for Christ.
While the Greek Foreign Ministry issued a statement supporting the Patriarch, his comments shocked the Turkish government, who saw him as a supporter. Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu was quick to condemn the Patriarch.
Çarmıh benzetmesini son derece talihsiz bir benzetme olarak telakki ediyoruz.
Ben bunu he said that he regards the use of the word crucifixion extremely unfortunate. I would like to say this is an undesired slip of the tongue, he said. We cannot accept comparisons that we do not deserve. What lies behind Patriarch Bartholomew's criticism is his growing frustration over the forced closure of the country's only local Orthodox patriarchal seminary called Halki. Since Turkey only allows Turkish-born citizens to become the patriarch, shutting down of the seminary essentially cuts off the ability of the Orthodox Church to produce future generations of leaders. Deacon Dorotheos, who looks after the closed school, says it's becoming increasingly difficult for the church to replace aging priests.
Each church, each chapel must have his own priest. We can't imagine a baby unbaptized or one who is dead not to have a priest conduct the last prayers for him. All those who graduated beforehand from this school, they were very, very successful as priests, as bishops, as archbishops, and as patriarchs.
Even the US President Barack Obama raised the issue when addressing the Turkish parliament earlier this year.
Freedom of religion and expression lead to a strong and vibrant civil society that only strengthens the state. Which is why steps like reopening Halki Seminary will send such an important signal inside Turkey and beyond.
Obama again raised the issue when the Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited him this month in Washington. The European Union is also pressing for the seminary's reopening. Wilfried Martens, president of the European People's Party, one of the main blocs in the European Parliament, says the fate of the school is being closely monitored in Europe.
This is important on the content, but it is also extremely important as a sort of symbol. If the school could be reopened, that is the positive signal that something fundamental changed in Turkey. Religious freedom is a fundamental right.
The Turkish government says it is willing to open the school if it can be incorporated into a state university. But the offer has been dismissed by the Patriarch, who claims the school's specialized role of training priests makes it impossible to incorporate within the country's university structure. Metropolitan Gennadios of Sasima is a senior member of the Patriarchate in Istanbul. He says the dispute is about fundamental rights.
We would like to have our school as it was before. It is not a medical school or a school of engineer. It's a school which is just to train priests for the future and for our communities here in Istanbul, but also for other Orthodox churches around the world.
A recent study published by the Pew Foundation this month ranked Turkey 14th on the list of governmental restrictions on religion. The list was led by Saudi Arabia, Iran, Uzbekistan and China. Religious freedom is one of the key demands of membership requirement of the European Union, which Turkey is seeking to join. Observers say the latest controversy over religious freedom will do little to enhance that bid. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.